The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Maureen Olson with the Neola Gazette and Dennis Morris with KLEM Radio in Lamar's. Maureen, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How's everything out there in western Iowa?
Very warm, but the farmers are happy.
You bet. Go ahead. The
first question that comes to mind is with the, shall we say, interesting presidential race we have shaping up this year, is it time for the major political parties to review how they choose their candidates?
You know what? The only people that I ever hear say we ought to review how we nominate our candidates are the people that are resentful towards Iowa and New Hampshire being first in the nation. I would not want to say that that there isn't a lot of changes that could be made, but I would think, first of all, the number one change would be to do away with superdelegates. And then I think we still want to keep some small states where you can run on a low budget so that people that maybe can be good presidents don't have to accumulate millions and millions and sometimes tens of millions of dollars to run for president. So I think I'll give you a very general answer that has a lot of leeway, but I wouldn't ever want to put myself down as saying no changes should be made. And I gave you one big change that would fit into change the Democratic Party more than the Republican Party. But beyond that, I would want to move slow in those changes.
All right. Senator, good afternoon. Continuing on that same theme just a little bit, the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party is, of course, now Donald Trump. And recently he had made some additional comments that seemed to be a little bit derogatory and different things. I mean, he's very critical of the judge that is overseeing a lawsuit against the Trump University because of his ethnic background. And because of that, State Senator David Johnson of Wilcheden has now said that he is not going to become or consider himself a Republican. I guess, are there other instances? Are there people that are, you know, I understand that there's quite a few millions of people who are in favor of Mr. Trump, but there's also some that are saying that his actions don't reflect my thinking of being a Republican. And I just wanted to know your thoughts about that. Are we going to see people leave the traditional Republican Party or something of this nature because of comments that are often made by Mr. Trump?
Well, let's start out with where we are right now. And that is that I can say flat out that I wouldn't say what he said. I disagree with what he said. And I think that I think that it's as simple as everybody's entitled to impartial justice. And under the constitutional laws, a case ought to be heard based on the law and based on the facts, and you ought to have an impartial judge. If you feel you don't have one, there's motions that can be made to try to get another one because everybody's entitled to a fair hearing. Now, there's times when Trump's going to say things that I like he said the type of people he put on the Supreme Court. There's times that we disagree. And I would say that there's always going to be disagreement by people that are in other offices with whoever the candidate is of their political party. And in the case, so it isn't any different than Democrats who probably feel that it's wrong that that Hillary Clinton had a server that the Inspector General of State Department said she violated the law or that she lied to the families of the victims of Benghazi when she said to the families what she said. So what you have to do if you're lower down in the ballot, as Mr. Johnson was or as I am, a little higher in the ballot, I think the bottom line of it is you got to proceed as you would with the responsibilities of your office. So for me, whether I agree with Mr. Trump or not, my focus has to be on representing the people of Iowa. It has to be serving in the United States Senate, which is separate from the presidency, and make sure that I do my constitutional responsibilities of representing Iowans in the Senate and making sure that I represent Iowans regardless of what the president thinks, and then also be a check on the president as the Constitution requires. We not only pass laws, but then we also have to make sure that whoever's president faithfully execute the laws. And that's the way I've been functioning, whether we have a Republican president or a Democrat president. Let's go back.
Senator,
go ahead. Neola.
You're already well into your Iowa visits this year, county visits this year. What are the issues you're hearing about the most?
Too much government regulation, a question, when are you going to balance the budget? Quite a bit on health insurance premium increases. And that's, as the year goes on, that's going to grow to be a bigger issue. Some on ISIS and terrorism, and a little bit on trade. And then that's four or five issues that always come up. And then, you know, when you had, like I had 10 meetings last week, you know, the other half of the meetings probably are all over the ball field, and it's pretty hard to categorize the other stuff that comes up in the other half of the meetings. Back to Lamar's.
All right. Senator, thanks very much. I received a news release from you just moments before we started this conference call with regard to the IRS and tax-exempt hospitals. I didn't really get a chance to review that much. If you can share with me your concerns about what the IRS is doing with hospitals.
Well, the real question is, maybe IRS isn't doing its job as far as checking on nonprofits the way they should, but the real thing comes with the hospitals themselves. And an example, a recent example, was down in Missouri. Nonprofit status carries with it certain responsibilities to help low-income people. And we were finding this hospital wasn't helping low-income people. More so, they were violating some provisions that I got in Obamacare, that they were supposed to help low-income people know what help they could get under existing programs. And if they couldn't get help under existing programs, some sort of a payment schedule. But this hospital was doing much the opposite. It had bill collectors out to get money from low-income people, like you can get a blood out of a turnip, which you can't, and harassing people and filing cases against people. And so we got on this as an example so that other nonprofits wake up to the fact of what they have to do under the law. And this hospital, over a course of a year, made fairly dramatic changes, good faith efforts. Now, have they done enough? I don't know whether I want to say that right now, but I can tell you that it's a lot better now, and they've shifted people to counsel people on their financial aid that they can get, and they've done away with about $18 million of debt from various people, things of that nature. Should we go back to Neola?
Continuing on from my last question, what do you wish people were bringing up in your local counties? What issue are they not? Are Iowans not aware of that they should be aware of that affects them?
Well, this would take a lot of young people showing up at my town meetings, which doesn't happen very often. But the people that are young in America ought to be waking up to the fiscal irresponsibilities of the last 8 years when this president doubled the national debt and the great legacy of debt that's being left to them. And everybody ought to be outraged, but it would really be nice if the young people were coming and expressing their outrage. Thank you, Maureen and Dennis, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.